Hey folks, welcome to episode 1 of the Wow 101 podcast. I'm your host JJ and coming at you with some important things that you need to keep on your mind. We'll always start the show off with your six. I got your back. I got your six. These are six things that you should be concerned with on this August 1st, 2021. The first thing is that even if you've been vaccinated, and I have, I got the Pfizer, both shots of the Pfizer, you can still get the Delta variant as well as the other, and you can still be contagious. But the chance of you being hospitalized and getting very, very ill is minuscule, and I advise all of you to get the vaccination, get the inoculation. I stood totally against it a year ago, and some of my friends have gotten tested positive recently, and yet they are not any more ill than if they had a very severe cold or flu. And that's exactly it. They have all the symptoms of colds and flus, and that's intestinal and the head trauma and the nausea. But please, please, I urge you to get the vaccination as soon as possible. You don't want to be in line for a lung transplant. And we know that everybody that goes on a respirator, especially if you happen to be around my age, I'm 63, you're probably not going to come off the respirator alive because it's forcing your lungs to do things that they don't want to do on their own, and it stresses them and scars them, and that will never heal. Okay, so that's it. Number one, we want you to get your vaccination as soon as possible. You have to do this. It's better than dying. Okay, number two, the Derek Owens that I discussed on my YouTube channel some time ago that occurred last August 2020 and did like a 500-600-mile swath across the upper Midwest and incredible damage from Idaho all the way to Michigan. And these Derek Owens, they're 50 feet above ground level, down to ground level, and they're 60 to 100 plus miles per hour. And all of the small towns with the buildings shorter than five stories, what happens is their courthouses get the roof knocked off, and their downtown structures get the roofs peeled off by these winds. It happened last August, and we're August 1st, 2021. Expect them to return. Number three, the continued drought out west caused by the softwood wildfires. And that's what it is. There's softwoods out there, and you got the needles underground, and you got everything that just acts as kindling. And continued droughts not helping the situation, but also know that those wildfires kind of create their own atmosphere in that they will create a thunderstorm, what they call a dry thunderstorm, which what happens there, there's no rain, but there is lightning, and again, more and more drought-fed wildfires occur. Okay, number four on your big six, the smoke from those wildfires is affecting the air quality of the entire United States, all the way across to the East Coast. And I've seen it East Coast and the Southeast Coast, New Jersey and North Carolina. I've seen it all the way down there, and it's affecting your health, your physical health. The air quality is affecting your appetite by stopping the hypothalamus from doing its job in regulating your appetite. So even though there's been extreme heat, if you've noticed, you've still been hungry, where usually extreme heat will suppress our appetite. We're not as hungry during this extreme heat as we are during the extreme cold. But you notice that you have been more hungry and your appetite has been difficult to satisfy. And that's all because your hypothalamus hasn't been allowed to regulate your hunger pangs. And it's located in your frontal cortex and very close to your sinus area. And that's why you've experienced this. Moving on, number five, 1 million refugees have crossed the southern border, more than that, as of August 1, 2021, not inoculated, and many of them refusing to be inoculated, and why we do not have needles in hand preparing to inject all of those over the age of 12 before we put them on our transport buses and putting them into these cell-like communities where it's going to spread like wildfire and weaken our already stressed out Border Patrol staff and the law enforcement in that area. And remember, a lot of these law enforcement, they are may have been born in Mexico, but now they protect the American flag. They're proud U.S. citizens. There's a lot of deputies and sheriffs that are in charge of these law enforcement agencies along the border. And trust me, they are more stressed out than any of us. Now, also to note, 300,000 have escaped and their whereabouts are unknown, but they're coming to a community near you. So be on the lookout and be prepared. Number six, and this bothers me more than anything, why are we making the Canadians show their passports and their inoculation records where these people coming across our southern border, they're throwing their passports away before they cross the Rio Grande. And you can see this on many TV channels. It's showing the stacks of passports and ID cards. So they come over here saying whoever they want to say they are and leaving it to our already stressed out Border Patrol agents to figure it out. Yet at our northern border, we are making Canadians show their passports and also their vaccination record. Really not fair. That's your six, folks, and that's what I think you should be concerned about. And I didn't mean to make it take 8 minutes, but I did. And also, I want to make sure that you know that this first episode is brought to you by AOK Power Washing. 740-704-9575. Again, that number is 740-704-9575. And there's free estimates and demonstrations offered by this quality company. And you only pay if you are satisfied. Only pay if you are satisfied. Boy, I wish every business contract I ever entered into finished with a statement like that. Again, that's AOK Power Washing. And the number is 740-704-9575. And tell them that the WOW 101 podcast sent you their way. I'd really appreciate it. And I hope that you subscribe to this channel and know that your life matters. All lives matter, but especially yours.